WGNS. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Wake Up Crew, which means, you know what that means? You know what day it is? It's
yes.
Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Yabba dabba do.
Yeah, somebody, anybody, everybody's good.
John and Brian with you this morning, and for the first time in a long time, there's nothing going on January 24th. There's nothing on my list.
No little promo.
No. However, we do have basketball tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that me and you, or is that you and Brian, Bill? Which one is that?
I think it's
that?
Me and Bill tonight,
yeah, that's
right?
Bill. Yeah, yeah. So.
At Blackman,
yeah. So.
That's the plan.
I haven't even been to Blackman this year.
That's true.
They're going to think I'm avoiding them.
Well, I'm pretty sure Scott Lawless already thinks that.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway. How are you, Brian?
I am just peachy
keen.
Did
you have a good evening last night? Did you get your new home studio all fixed up? Is it all ready to go?
Yeah. It's weird.
Oh, I've seen pictures.
It just feels, I haven't gotten used to where everything is and stuff yet.
It's like being in a different world when you go in that room, isn't it?
Yeah. A corner of it is like a studio. And then I have my desk from that it was in my old office in there too. So I have two desks.
And three dogs.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. They like going in there? Do they like it? Do they like that room?
Yeah. Yeah, they're usually up under my feet or asleep on the couch.
One oh, there's the a couch in there?
No.
Oh.
In the living room. Because oh, okay. It's nearby. So
yeah.
It's just.
Do you leave the door open when you go in there?
Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'll be scratching at the door wanting in. But if I leave the door open, they're either in there with me or on the couch.
What if Bungle legs come in? You know, Dalton, what happens if he comes in?
Into the office?
I mean, will he fall or something? I mean,
you never know about
does
him.
Does he make a lot of noise when he comes in? The dogs do.
The dogs do, yeah. For sure.
So, I bet you you'll be upset if you're recording something in there and they start barking because somebody comes in.
Oh, that's happened.
Oh, has it?
Not that they come in, but, you know.
They hear something?
Any car that comes up the driveway, if it's the mailman or, you know, an Amazon delivery, if someone pulls in next door because they can see outside, you know, there's barking, growling. When the traffic lines up on the road and it's just cars lined up because nobody can turn onto Thompson Lane from Leanna Road because there's no
There's a certain time that I have to open the blinds.
Yeah.
For Chipper. If he can't see them, he might, you know, he growls, but he doesn't go nuts. But if those blinds are open and he can see the neighbors pull in or anything outside, he goes berserk.
They do like to sit and look out, so
I do leave them during the daytime. When I'm gone, I leave it open for him.
Yeah,
it makes him feel like, you know, something to do.
Yeah, it's like watching TV for the dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Neither does Chipper like to watch TV.
No,
he's not interested.
No, he'll fall asleep and like he won't look at pictures, you know, like of other dogs or anything like that. He doesn't get into that.
Yeah.
He's a human dog. He likes humans.
I see.
He doesn't really care for other dogs. Of course, hadn't seen a lot of dogs. You saw how he react when you brought, what's her name over there?
Ladybug?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Well, you don't ever talk about her anymore. All you talk about is Skeeter.
I do.
No, you don't. You don't ever talk about, in fact, I don't think you love her anymore.
That is not true.
Oh, okay. She's still your favorite?
She gets a lot of attention.
She's still your favorite?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Skeeter and I fight.
You had to think about it.
She doesn't do anything wrong.
Oh.
Skeeter's the one that gets in trouble a lot. But he is a puppy.
Yeah, he can use that for another 3 years.
But he does like to, occasionally he'll watch television.
Skeeter will?
Yeah. You'll see something on there that piques his interest and he'll watch it for a minute. But he's got a new thing going on now. If you stare at him and keep eye contact, he'll, you know, go, you know, and move his head. And if you're still looking at him, then it'll turn into a little growl. He gets really mad if you stare at him. Have you ever tried staring at Chipper?
I have. He doesn't. He likes it. He thinks I'm showing him attention. He can't keep his eyes off the window.
Oh.
I mean, he can't watch television. He's too busy looking what's going on outside. But he's got great hearing. Jeez.
Yeah, they do. They hear every little. I mean, if somebody turns around in our driveway.
Yeah.
You know, they just go bananas.
Well, he always barks. A lot of people walk in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And every time they come in, he goes, and it's insane bark. I mean, it's like.
Oh, yeah. They're nuts.
Oh, it's just terrible. All right. We got to take a look at the weather. We'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 36 degrees, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, we're looking mostly clear, low around 19 degrees, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 49, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday night looks mostly cloudy with a low around 29, south-southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 25 degrees.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Everybody loves my cut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the NFL, according to multiple reports, Buccaneers offensive coordinator Liam Cohen has informed Tampa Bay that he has agreed to become the Jaguars' next head coach. The Athletic reports that 49ers are expected to land Robert Saleh for a second stint as San Francisco's defensive coordinator. In the NBA, the Warriors continue to extend their lead over the Bulls. They're up 128-104 with about 1 minute to go. The Lakers keep extending their lead over the Celtics, 108-82 with about 3.5 minutes to go in the game. And the Clippers are beating the Wizards 88-72. They're about to end the third quarter. Earlier today, the Bucks took down the Heat 125-96. Damian Lillard just shy of a triple-double, 29 points, 9 rebounds, and 11 assists, while the Nuggets took down the Kings 132-123. The National Women's Soccer League is adding a 16th franchise in Denver, according to ESPN.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 621, and we are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Well, we're powered by them every day. Since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help you. You can connect online at MTE.com or download the MyMTE app. Also, we want to remind you that you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. You can check all our shows other than this one, and you can check sports.
Well, we podcast this show.
Well, we podcast it, but it's not on Big G TV.
Oh, is what I meant. That's yeah. what you meant.
Yeah. So, I think the easiest thing, go to YouTube, boom. Put in WGNS Radio, boom. There you go.
So, all of our audio podcasts also go to the YouTube channel for Big G TV, so you can listen and watch right there.
Yeah. Very simple.
Yeah.
Not hard. We've come a long way since those days with the cassettes.
And the carts.
The cart, yeah, I call them cassettes. You call them carts, yeah. Yeah. What were they? Were cassette tapes. And then singles. But you call them carts, yeah.
Yeah.
You're the best. You're the best at doing carts I've ever seen. Just amazing.
Carts look like they're very similar to an 8-track.
Yeah, 8-track stereo, yeah. Mm-hmm. With just a little bit of commercial on it. I remember the recorder we used to do to record commercials on it.
Yeah, it's still in there, I think.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not hooked up, but so for a 30 second commercial, you had 40 seconds of tape.
Yeah.
For a minute, you had 70 seconds. There's always 10 seconds more. And
well, that makes sense.
And you could record twice on a... You could put two 30s on a 70-second tape, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Went all the way up to 10 and a half minutes.
I used to try to record on that thing. It was hard.
Yeah.
It was not easy.
And if you mess up on the second one, you got to start all over.
Yeah, I know. I know that well. Winter's Cold Songs, and this is our last one. And so enjoy.
And suddenly I find myself out in the cold.
Great songwriter Carole King with Out in the Cold. I don't remember that song, but you can tell it's Carole King.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And our winner of our Good Neighbor today, I guess you'd call them winners.
They're all winners. Yeah.
Gretchen Campbell, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for always having her students' best interest at heart. Gretchen's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Today's Good Neighbor of the Day. If you would like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, text neighbor to 615-893-1450, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. Text neighbor to our number, and you'll be able to get those to us. Birthdays and anniversaries, too, 615-893-1450.
Facts of life.
An estimated 50% of all the gold ever mined on Earth came from a plateau in South Africa.
Well, that's interesting.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good, and barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dunley. Bridgestone Corporation has announced the closure of a manufacturing facility in Rutherford County, leading to a job loss of about 700 jobs. Bridgestone Americas announced it would close the Laverne Truck and Bus Radial Tire Plant effective July 31st. Additionally, Bridgestone announced it will implement workforce reductions at its Des Moines, Iowa Agriculture Tire Plant and at the company's U.S. Corporate Sales and Operations Center. A Knoxville animal shelter is preparing to help some of the thousands of pets displaced by the Los Angeles wildfires. the Young Williams Animal Shelter is looking to clear their shelters to take in pets from the West Coast. This means they're also looking for foster homes. Fostering a pet from Young Williams is free, and the shelter supplies everything you need to care for the animal. More news in 30 seconds.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill Your Guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
A fund has been established to help support students, staff, and families impacted by the shooting at Antioch High School. The fund was announced by Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell and several local leaders, including the school system. It's called the Nashville School Violence Support and Healing Fund. Funds collected will reportedly go directly to victims' families for those who were injured and to faculty and students who are experiencing emotional trauma following the Antioch High School shooting. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27 here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got Good Neighbor events coming up, another check of the weather, and we'll be looking at traffic as well. Later on in the hour, around 6:46, Man on the Street Newsmakers, and then the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. That's new. At 6:57 before CBS News, that kind of rounds up our hour that's coming up. I wanted to talk, you know, yesterday we talked about winter and things to do to stop winter boredom.
Yeah.
What is a winter comfort food that you'd like to go to? You know, everybody always wants to make that first bite of chili when it's cold. Ugh. You know, and so what is your go-to? Do you have a comfort food?
Really anything, well, probably.
Let me help you out.
One thing that I do when it gets cold, I did it this year, and I shouldn't have, but when the kids were little and whatnot, they liked my vegetable soup.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good comfort food.
So I made that in the crock pot when it got really cold, and everybody liked it, and it was
easy.
Why
did you say you shouldn't have? Or
well, it was just me, and so I have this big, full crock pot of vegetable soup, and it was good, but...
Get a little tired of it after 3 days?
Well, yeah, and I've only... eating a fourth of it by that time. Yes, I should have frozen it, but I didn't.
I'm thinking about making... It's funny you said that. I'm thinking about making some vegetable soup, like, tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. On my day off from sports.
If you... kind of the secret ingredient that I use for the tomato base is Hunt's makes a meatloaf. It's in a can. It's you mix it in with your meatloaf, but it's tomatoes, but it's got some green peppers and that kind of thing in it. It's seasoned really well. So that's what I use in my tomato soup.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Instead of tomato paste. It gives it a little flavor.
I gotcha.
Kind of a little roasted taste to it.
Some comfort foods that people might be interested in. Grilled cheese sandwiches are a very good comfort food with vegetable soup.
They go well with that, yeah.
Fried chicken was on the list.
Mm.
You know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here's one that is a go-to favorite, macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always good. And then pizza was on that list.
Interesting.
I thought that was kind of
pizza.
Kind of interesting that was one of the, but I guess it is comfort food if you can
eat it year round.
Yeah,
though.
You can always go. You can always go pizza. You can't lose with pizza. That's for sure.
Soups are something that I don't eat in the summertime. That's about it. Yeah. Though, for that.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
All right, the year's 1848, and James Marshall finds gold in their heels, in Sutter Mills in Coloma, California. And 1920, and then everybody rushed out there.
Oh, yeah.
1927, Alfred Hitchcock releases his first film as director, The Pleasure Garden in England. Hitchcock. Yes, I mean, yeah. 1935, the first canned beer, Kruger's Cream Ale, is sold by American company, the Kruger Brewing Company, all the way back in 1935. Canned beer.
Mm.
It was bottled before then.
Oh, I guess that's right.
In 1936, Benny Goodman and the orchestra record Stompin' at the Savoy on Victor Records.
Why, you don't say so. Sing it, Sam.
In 2006, Walt Disney International and Bob Iger announced it is buying computer animation film studio Pixar for $7.4 billion. That was a good move by them.
Yeah. They've made a lot of money. That is a lot of money to buy it, but they've made that back easily.
And in 2011, 21, the second studio album by Adele is released. It was the Grammy Award for Album of the Year in 2012. You know, she is retiring from the biz, you might say.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to take some years off. I get that.
Kind of like Garth Brooks did.
Yeah, I guess it gets old. When you make all that kind of money and you've been touring. She was in Vegas for a while. And, you know, I guess you just get tired of singing, you know.
Hmm. She's awfully young to do that.
Yes, she is. Really is.
But Garth did it and then came back, and maybe she's got some business venture she's interested in or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she wants to rest her voice a little bit.
She has had some voice problems, hasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's part of it.
She's only 36.
Well, that's young, isn't it?
I couldn't imagine retiring at 36.
Do you remember 36? No, I don't remember it either. I remember playing basketball and stuff a lot back then.
Yeah.
At 36.
16 Grammy Awards, 12 Brit Awards, an Academy Award, a Primetime Emmy Award, and a Golden Globe. That's
a career. Wrapped up pretty good by 36. That's a look at our Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks is going to go back in time a little bit more. It's 6:33 here on the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. January 24th, 1948.
Get your trap shut up or I'll smash your head flat.
The nationwide release of the classic.
You talk about that mom like it was a real woman.
The Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
I don't want to keep that dame waiting, whoever she is.
Starring Humphrey Bogart.
You want to take it all for yourself and cut me out.
This date in 1976. Earth, Wind, and Fire at the top of the album chart for a second straight week with a double LP, Gratitude. And January 24th, 1982.
Balloons. They're welcoming us back.
On Golden Pond at the top of the box office.
I don't hear a thing.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 36 degrees, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, we're looking mostly clear, low around 19 degrees, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 49, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday night looks mostly cloudy with a low around 29, south-southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Good morning. Right now, they're on the scene of an accident. It's got traffic a little bit slow on the Hobson Pike Bridge. Again, a little bit of extra time across there. Traffic still moving at the moment. 65 down through Millersville. It's trying to pick up a little bit more volume on 40 westbound. Coming out of Wilson County, they're headed towards Hermitage. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend. Order online. That menu's on there at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. For just a little bit longer, the city of Murfreesboro will be collecting your falling leaves. They do that through the end of this month. Now that's in the city limits of Murfreesboro only. Want to remind you again, the Polar Bear Plunge is a week away. Not this weekend, but the next one. Saturday, February the 1st, over at SportsCom. And it's all free. And then at 11 o'clock, the Outside Plunge in the SportsCom pool. The Polar Bear Plunge, Saturday, February the 1st, at SportsCom. You've heard us talking about Greenhouse Ministries. Many of you have said, I'd love to do something to help them. Well, they do need volunteers, and you can learn more about what they need and how your skills fit in by attending one of their Thursday orientations. That's all at Greenhouse Ministries at 307 South Academy Street. Don't forget the Red Cross is critically low on blood, so please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
The most common cause of sudden, acute, painless vision loss is a stroke to the eyes, and that can involve either an artery or a vein. People that have suffered through this will tell you that it didn't hurt.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
My father went to him before I did, and we liked him very much.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Nice guy. It's 6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you, and I go to bed every night, and I say a little prayer, and I fold my hands, and I kneel by the bed, and I go, Dear Lord, hope Brian has a good dad joke tomorrow. Just, you know, because I hate for you to get bad reviews. So, I guess you didn't know that about me, did you?
I did not.
Yeah, it's my daily prayer every night.
I thought it would be because you have to do the reviewing, you know, to help me have a clear and open mind.
Well, that comes later. That comes the night after. Oh. After we get through in the morning, I go in my car and I pray that something. Never mind what I pray about.
Yeah. John, who is bigger, Mr. Bigger or Mr. Bigger's baby?
Wow, I don't know.
The baby. She's a little bigger.
I'm going to give that a thumbs up.
Are you? Yeah. I was worried about that one.
No, I like it. I got it immediately. That's what helped.
Okay.
If I'd had to delay, that could have cost you. All right, we're moving right along here on the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:41. I hope you're having a good morning out there and a safe one.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump is set to make the first trip of his new presidency outside of Washington, D.C. today. First to visit hurricane-ravaged communities in North Carolina, then to Southern California to witness the wildfire devastation. CBS News LA's Tom Waite.
Officials are eager to welcome the president, but there's just a lot of questions about how this visit will play out.
A store owner in Newark, New Jersey reports three employees were taken into custody as part of a new crackdown on undocumented immigrants.
A couple of the guys couldn't show their identification. Three of them got arrested.
Hamas is set to release four more Israeli hostages tomorrow in exchange for another batch of Palestinian prisoners being held in Israel. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Aid is still surging into Gaza. The UN said more than 650 trucks of food and supplies rolled into Gaza yesterday.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Bridgestone Americas will close its Laverne truck and bus radial tire plant on July 31st, 2025, eliminating 700 jobs. The closure is part of the company's plan to streamline operations and optimize costs under its 2024-2026 midterm business plan. The decision was difficult but necessary to strengthen our core business and improve efficiency, said Scott Damon, CEO of Bridgestone West. Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr expressed regret, noting the plant's historic significance as Bridgestone's first U.S. facility. This closure impacts employees and the community deeply, Carr said. However, I trust our community will come together to support affected workers. Bridgestone also announced workforce reductions at its Iowa plant and restructuring efforts in Argentina and Brazil. The Almaville Volunteer Fire Department is among 245 Tennessee fire departments awarded grants from the $10 million Volunteer Firefighter Equipment and Training Grant Program for 2025. The funds will help departments purchase equipment and meet federal grant matching requirements. Since its inception in 2020, the program has provided $26.5 million in grants statewide to support Tennessee's largely volunteer firefighting workforce, which comprises 59% of the state's active firefighters. Volunteer fire departments are vital to our community, said TDCI Commissioner Carter Lawrence. The funding ensures that they have the tools they need to protect the lives and property. Assistant Commissioner for the Fire Prevention, Mike Bell, encouraged departments to reach out for grant assistance. Volunteer departments are the backbone of the fire protection in Tennessee, he said. For a complete list of 2025 grant recipients, visit the Tennessee State Fire Marshal Office's website. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
How important is it to stay active?
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different. So the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger. All those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible. Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older, and so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Like I said earlier, a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
Information you need on WGNS, focusing on the importance of staying active.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, cruising along here on a Friday morning, and glad you're with us. Please be careful out there driving, and you know, watch school zones, buses, pedestrians. Just be careful.
Joggers, as we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, joggers. They could be jogging out there this morning. Yeah. So I saw some people walking on. Let's see, what was our coldest day? Monday, Tuesday. I guess Tuesday, wasn't it?
Early Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I saw a guy jogging. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They don't wear a lot of clothes either. You'd think they would. I mean, he was wearing those, you know, what do you call them?
Spandex
things. Yeah. But, yeah. So, it's hard to breathe when it gets that cold, though.
I would think.
Yeah. I got some bad news for Frasier fans.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you've heard.
I haven't.
But Frasier has been canceled.
Has it really?
The reboot. Yeah. After 2 seasons. They're still trying to find, CBS is still trying to find some place for it to go. But right now, there will be no new episodes of Frasier.
It was only on Paramount Plus, I think, right?
Yeah, I just never did quite, you know, you're trying to be a sequel to a classic.
Yeah.
And that's hard. You know, they always bring up about friend reunions, you know, before Matthew Perry died, but they were never going to do that.
No.
Because, number one, they're like older, much older, and it just doesn't, the same vibes aren't there. So
doing a movie or something might be different. But
yeah, but now that he's gone, I doubt they'll do anything. Because he was the heart of that show, really.
Yeah.
Boy, he looked bad, though, on that last
reunion thing.
Ooh,
yeah.
You know, he said he'd had surgery on his teeth and stuff. It was like, I don't know.
I think it was like the day before or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And his smile looked different. I mean, he looked totally different. Didn't look like he was healthy. But
I watched the first season of that Frasier reboot. It was okay. It was kind of funny, but I never picked it back up. So I guess maybe that happened.
So it's your fault.
Well, I think if there's a long layoff, it's hard to come back and get back into it. And
right.
It's not like a when it's on TV, they'll do episodes and then you'll see the reruns until the new season.
Right.
And so it's kind of constantly on. But if you go 6-8 months and then it's back again, it's like, I've forgotten about it.
Yeah. I didn't really watch it. I never really watched it. I think I saw maybe half of an episode, and it, I don't know, it just didn't ring it for me. So.
I never really was a huge Frasier fan to begin with.
I like it. I like it better now than when it was originally on. I like the reruns. So, but you can watch that on Hallmark Channel all day long if you want to.
Interesting.
That and Golden Girls.
Oh yeah.
I never was a big fan of Golden Girls.
Oh yeah. My wife was.
Who was it? Maude B. Arthur.
Yeah.
I just didn't like her character at all, and I didn't like the Southern girl. I did like Betty White. Thought she was good, but I just wasn't a big fan. All right, we need to celebrate some birthdays. Going to end up the week on these birthdays now.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. Ernest Borgnine. Born in 1917, you ask who is Ernest Borgnine? He's an American actor. He was in McHale's Navy. I used to watch that show as a kid. I loved it.
Really?
It was about the Navy and that, you know, that and Sea Hunt. You know, that got my those kind of shows got my attention.
McHale's Navy was it was kind of a comedy, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was comedy. Tim Conway was in it.
Oh, I bet it was really
yeah,
funny.
It was
then.
Pretty good. 1939, Ray Stevens, American singer, and born in Clarksdale, Georgia.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
Likes to turn the other cheek. He's always making the news, wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
That song,
Turning the Cheek, get it?
That song came in the 70s. There was a trend where you just streak, like at a football game or a baseball
oh, really?
Game, naked.
Uh-huh.
And like a, or even a political event, somebody comes streaking through it. And that was a play on that. So big, big hit. His biggest hit was the streak. In 1941, Neil Diamond, American singer, songwriter. We talked about him. Born in Brooklyn, New York. And you did that again. That
you have to do it when that song's on.
So good. All right. 1968, Mary Lou Retton, American gymnast. She was in the news last year for having some financial difficulties. 1970, Matthew Lillard, American actor. This is one of Dalton's favorite actors because he was in the Scooby-Doo movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of he was perfect for that, I think.
And 1974, Ed Helms, American actor born in Atlanta, Georgia. Those are your celebrity birthdays. Tomorrow, we're going to celebrate Peggy McNamee. There you go. McNamee.
Yeah.
Carl Montgomery, Tabitha Monteagle, Jennifer Piper, Phyllis Jamison. Today, Alan Maynard, Lanelle Coyle, Jenny Real, Robin Rivard, and Zach Burkholz have birthdays.
Those are the names we have so far this morning, or we came into the morning with. If you've called or texted in already, we've got those. You've got until about 7:30 to get your names in, birthdays for today and tomorrow. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll announce everybody's name and give away some delicious banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue. Well, today is Global Belly Laugh Day. It is Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Oh, well,
because of today in history and
yeah.
the first beer in a can.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
Yeah. It's National Edie's Pie Patent Day. It's the ice cream.
Edie's, okay. Edie's
yeah,
ice
that's
cream.
Dipped yeah. in the, when you hold it by the wooden handle. Yeah. That's about all I got for you there, buddy.
Okay, that's going to do it. 6:55, let's take our last look at the weather for this 6 o'clock hour.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 36 degrees, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, we're looking mostly clear, low around 19 degrees, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 49, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday night looks mostly cloudy with a low around 29, south-southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 25 degrees.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. Starting to pick up a little bit more in the last few minutes on 24 eastbound at the Jolton exit there at Whites Creek Pike. You got all that traffic trying to get through there coming in from Clarksville. Again, on 24 eastbound through the Jolton area. 24 west trying to load up also out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed up through the Hickory Hollow area there passing Bell Road. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
At Middle Point, we want to be part of the solution. That's why we're making significant investments in proactively enhancing our facilities to integrate sustainable solutions.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
For Public Services, we are sustainability in action.
Everybody's talking about those Oscar nominees, but how about the snubs?
A man can choose.
Nope. Denzel Washington frozen out of a Best Supporting Actor nod for Gladiator 2. Guess the Academy felt two Oscars was enough for the guy.
No. What?
Also on the no-fly list, Nicole Kidman, thought to be a no-brainer for Best Actress in Baby Girl.
What are you doing in my space station?
It's go time for Star Trek Section 31, an all-new movie with Michelle Yeoh now streaming on Paramount Plus. Think of it as Star Trek Expendables.
Our show's about redemption.
That's Rob Kaczynski, one of the stars. He says it's a down and dirty bunch, but
just because you did something bad yesterday doesn't stop you doing something good today. You can always do good.
That's right. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, are you ready, Brian, for the 7 o'clock hour?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Hey, I've got 11 minutes.
Gretchen Campbell is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always having her students' best interest at heart. Gretchen Campbell is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
That is our Good Neighbor of the Day today. And if you want to send in a good neighbor, we've made it really easy. All you have to do is text neighbor to 615-893-1450. And in about 2 or 3 seconds, you'll get a reply from us. And there'll be a link there. Tap on that. Fill out the info it asks for. Click submit. Boom. Done. Right there on your phone. Also at WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. And remember, you've got about a half an hour to get your birthdays in for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Call or text, and we'll add them to the list. In an hour, we're going to announce everybody.
Taking part in Murfreesboro's special census is quick and easy. This is Mayor Shane McFarlane. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And Brian is working constantly, really hard right now for the next 12 minutes to come up with a show for 7 o'clock. It is 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Court blocks birthright citizenship order.
There's no surprises with that, Judge.
President to survey California fire damage.
And I look forward to being there on the tarmac to thank the president, welcome him.
Tariffs and the auto showroom.
The manufacturer has no choice but to pass that along to the consumer.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a federal court blocked one of President Trump's first initiatives, the order to end birthright citizenship. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports the president will mount a challenge.
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge. in Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
The Reagan-appointed federal judge said the executive order to end birthright citizenship was blatantly unconstitutional, adding, I have difficulty understanding how a member of the bar could state unequivocally that this is a constitutional order. It just boggles my mind. President Trump's boldest, most urgent move this week, ordering 1,500 U.S. troops to the U.S.-Mexico border and considering adding additional troops that would total up to 10,000. Those troops would join the thousands of Texas National Guard already there.
Making sure that the border is safe and secure and that criminals don't come into our country.
Where they will deploy and how they'll carry out the orders remains unclear.
President Trump is due to check today on the hurricane recovery effort in North Carolina and the extensive fire damage in Southern California. He has threatened to withhold federal money. Here's CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
Southern California is hoping for relief from the intense firefight. But on Thursday, new fires broke out near San Diego, fueled by wind gusts reaching up to 97 miles per hour. And firefighters wage war from above the raging Hughes Fire, which has burned more than 10,000 acres in northern L.A. County.
Fire crews say they have a better handle on this fire compared to the ones that devastated the Pacific Palisades and Altadena earlier this month, killing more than two dozen people and wiping out entire neighborhoods.
For a historically black community in Altadena, the fires are particularly devastating. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is representing several families who've already lost nearly everything and could still lose much more.
We have to make sure that these vultures don't come in and try to take these black people homes. And that's what we vow to fight.
The Kremlin today urged Trump to resume nuclear disarmament talks with Russia as soon as possible. Trump warned Moscow would face tariffs if there was not an end to the war in Ukraine. Tariffs on such things as cars and parts to make them could cause sticker shock here at home, as we hear from CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Tom Maioli is the owner of a new and used car dealership in New Jersey. With President Donald Trump threatening 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, Maioli says drivers could see a big price jump.
How much of an increase could a consumer see?
You know, I think it's going to be a minimum of 5. It could be up to 15%.
And with higher prices for new cars, used ones will also spike because there would be more demand. Tariffs on Mexico and Canada will cause an increase as some of the biggest car brands, including Ford, GM, and Stellantis, have plants in these two neighboring countries. And even cars assembled here in the U.S. may see an increase.
The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, says a military vet and some American citizens were among those rounded up during a raid on a business by customs agents. CBS New York's Allie Bauman.
Surveillance video shows what appears to be federal immigration agents taking a man into custody outside the Ocean Seafood Depot. The owner tells me over the phone agents came in around 11 a.m. asking to see documentation for his employees.
They didn't have a court order I didn't even ask.
He says a manager tried to show his veteran's card, but agents did not accept it.
Overseas, more hostages held in Gaza are due to be released tomorrow under the terms of the ceasefire deal. Here's CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
A Hamas official says all four will be female soldiers and would be swapped for 200 Palestinian detainees and prisoners. We are now in day 6 of this ceasefire. It is fragile, but it is holding. And that is despite Israeli tank shelling that killed 2 Palestinians yesterday.
Authorities in Nashville are examining what they call very concerning online writings and posts connected to the shooter who killed a female student in a high school cafeteria this week. He also followed another accused school shooter on social media. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
In a new deal, the Sackler family will pay more, the majority of a new settlement with states that sued them and their company, Purdue Pharma, over the opioid crisis. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Sackler family will pay $6.5 billion of the $7.4 billion settlement and give up ownership of Purdue Pharma. An earlier settlement was rejected by the Supreme Court because it gave the family immunity from all future OxyContin-related lawsuits.
Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper tells us action from President Trump could reveal more publicly about three assassinations in the 1960s that shook the nation.
During a session of executive order signing, President Trump orders the release of President Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr. assassination records.
A lot of people are waiting for this for years, for decades. And everything will be revealed.
The FBI says it is complying with the order. Trump had ordered the substantial release of the John F. Kennedy assassination records in his first term, but some were redacted or withheld due to concerns raised by the intelligence community.
Not all big companies are following the lead of the Trump administration when it comes to scrapping diversity programs. CBS's Heather Bosch is in Seattle.
A conservative think tank urged Costco shareholders to ask the retailer to review its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies following decisions by Walmart, John Deere, and other major companies to dial back DEI. But at Thursday shareholders meeting, 98% voted against the proposal. Earlier, board members of the Washington state-based company had urged investors to reject it, saying DEI policies have fostered creativity and innovation.
There's a new job for Oscar-winning composer Hans Zimmer. The man who gave us scores for such movies as Dune and The Lion King has been commissioned to work on a new version of Saudi Arabia's national anthem. The current one dates back to 1947. Zimmer's also going to be involved in other projects for the kingdom. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Thank you, Steve Kathan. It's 7:09 from News Radio WGNS. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're along with us this morning. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along as well. Right now, let's get a quick check of traffic and weather brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 36 degrees, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, we're looking mostly clear, low around 19 degrees, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 49, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday night looks mostly cloudy with a low around 29, south-southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 25 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Wrapping up the earlier crash we had on the Hobson Pike Bridge. Watching it pick up a little bit more volume in the last few minutes. 24 East there at the Jolton exit. All that traffic trying to get through there this time of the morning. They're on 24 East at White Creek Pike. It's loading up a little bit more volume on 24 westbound out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, as you come past 840. Hey, when you need dependable towing, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Check out their website at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Here on News Radio WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with Brian, John, and Dalton. It's time for news, traffic, weather, and fun.
Back on The Wake Up Crew. Interesting note about SpongeBob.
I can't wait to hear it.
I found this on the Real Facts site. The voice actors of SpongeBob and Karen, which was Plankton's computer wife, they have been married since 1995 in real life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting.
Who are they? Oh, yeah.
I don't know their names, but I know the characters that they voiced in that cartoon. So, anyway.
I never got into SpongeBob and SquarePants.
Yeah, that would have even been too far back for your grandchildren, I would think.
I would think so, yeah.
Dalton and Bobby were into that Nickelodeon stuff. So
actually, they're the last generation probably of really television watchers as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm sure.
There's other ways now, other means.
It's a phone now, isn't it?
Yeah.
YouTube videos.
And watching YouTube stars.
Yeah.
Gosh, I watched those YouTube things for 2 or 3 years when they were little. Just young kids doing stuff, you know, pranks. Excuse me. And it was crazy. I mean, it was just, you know, dive into a vat of, you know, goo and all that kind of stuff. It's, you know.
Well, they're trying to bring some of that back with Nickelodeon during football season. They'll do the games on Nickelodeon and
they'll have
you know, like the slime and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to get kids interested in football, yeah. I guess. Anyway, it is a big day of celebration here because it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey.
It's Friday.
It is a Friday. Got high school.
What are you going to do tonight?
Basketball.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, high school basketball tonight.
You and Bill.
That's right. Mr. Huckenberry.
John will be gone.
Coach a show in the morning. Girls coaches.
John will be gone.
You'll be here for that.
John will be here for that.
Yeah, yeah, in the morning. And the Lady Raiders are on the road at Sam Houston. So, no, that's the wrong day. I'm looking at the calendar wrong. I know they're at home. Wow, my calendar's in February for some reason. They are hosting Louisiana Tech.
You know, you ought to call your friend Bob Bug and tell him to get you a calendar up here.
I've got a calendar.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
You don't use Bob's calendar?
I
use it every day.
This is the producer calendar, the schedule.
Oh.
I had it on the wrong day or on the wrong month. I was looking ahead, I think. Won't be too long until we're talking about the district tournament. It's February 18th, so less than a month away.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
I thought it was earlier than that. Okay, February 18th.
Yeah. So everything is a little later this time. I think the 2025 calendar's weird. March 12th through the 15th is girls' state tournament, and the boys is the 19th through the 22nd of March. So basketball season doesn't officially end until March 22nd. It's kind of late, isn't it?
Yeah, really is.
It's about a week later.
Are we having one of those long Saturday days? Will we have one of those this year?
I don't know how they're doing the tournament schedule. I need to find that out, the district tournament schedule. This shows the schedule that I saw had the tournament starting on the 18th and going through the 24th.
Oh, well, that probably won't be.
So, but the 24th, I believe, is President's Day, isn't it? Let's see, what day is President's Day? I think that was part of the reason why it got moved. No, it's the 17th. So they don't start until the day after.
Yeah. They wanted to play on President's Day, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Before, it was a week earlier. And so they wanted to avoid playing on President's Day because it was a day out of school anyway. Mm-hmm. And but now it's the day, starts the day after. So anywho, John, a guy by the name of Chuck Hildebrandt, he was going through some old boxes at his house and he found a library book that he had checked out of the library. But it was 1974 when he checked the book out.
He owed a lot of money.
Yes. It was Baseball's Zaniest Stars was the name of the book. And he had it for 50 years. So when he went back to his Detroit home, he finally returned the book and had about a $5,000 penalty on the overdue book.
Oh.
So the librarian said, just keep it. It's fine, because the book was erased from their system a couple of decades later, like 20 years into it. It's like, we're never going to get that book back. So instead, he is going to raise cash and donate to the library's reading program.
Oh, that's good.
So,
what a nice guy.
Yeah.
Particularly after he stole the book for 50 years.
50 years. Couldn't believe that. Was that a problem in school as a principal?
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't let it go for 50 years, though, I don't think.
No, no. But like lost books, damaged books, you know, a lot of times it'd be rained on. You know, we go, people that live, their home life is not great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they took them home, it would get
damaged,
smashed or damaged or something. Yeah.
So what happened with those? Were they just replaced?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't usually charge them for, you know, that. So.
Interesting.
You can only do so much.
Yeah.
I mean,
a librarian's job is a lot different than it used to be back when I was in school, I would think.
Well, sometimes it was turned over to the administration.
Oh, really?
And so we would have to make the call.
Hmm.
And whatever we decided was, I never made a kid, though, pay for a book that they lost or it was damaged.
Well, but overdue books is different.
Overdue books are different, yeah. Yeah.
Dalton made fun.
I mean, really, how much money do you make off those things? You know, I mean.
Right, right.
It's like a dime a day, you know, so.
Well, that's why when Dalton and Bobby were kids, they went to the Lineball Library. And, you know, I work right next door, but we always had overdue books. So they would, in the summertime, come and work and bring canned food and work off their late fees. Had to teach him a lesson.
Only at the Barrett House.
Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the NFL, according to multiple reports, Buccaneers offensive coordinator Liam Cohen has informed Tampa Bay that he has agreed to become the Jaguars' next head coach. The Athletic reports that 49ers are expected to land Robert Saleh for a second stint as San Francisco's defensive coordinator. In the NBA, the Warriors continue to extend their lead over the Bulls. They're up 128-104 with about 1 minute to go. The Lakers keep extending their lead over the Celtics, 108-82 with about 3.5 minutes to go in the game. And the Clippers are beating the Wizards 88-72. They're about to end the third quarter. Earlier today, the Bucks took down the Heat 125-96. Damian Lillard just shy of a triple-double, 29 points, 9 rebounds, and 11 assists, while the Nuggets took down the Kings 132-123. The National Women's Soccer League is adding a 16th franchise in Denver, according to ESPN.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Another big benefit is the more dollars we receive could also help keep our taxes low. We need everyone to participate, so take part in our 2025 special census.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
At Middle Point Landfill, we strive to serve our neighbors.
This county is willing to put themselves out there and take some new initiatives.
Mike Clausen, General Manager of the Middle Point Landfill.
We want to transform Middle Point into a sustainability campus where we are building recycling facilities. We're building cutting-edge diversion facilities.
Middle Point values its relationship with you, which is why we never tire of serving our neighbors throughout Rutherford County.
Learn more at MiddlePointLandfill.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here from News Radio, WGNS. And on Fridays, we like to share a little bit about what we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
It's what we're watching, and this week I watched a little bit. I didn't watch a ton of the national championship game, but just really wasn't that interested in Notre Dame and Ohio State myself. But I flipped it over, and then I got bored, and that's it.
There were so many of those games, I forgot when it was on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of that, so... there was some good football and pro football this week, some good games.
Yeah.
Caught a few of those.
Upset. Detroit Lions. Everybody thought they were going to win it all.
Washington Commanders.
Yep. Have you been watching anything of note?
I have. I watched Doc.
Doc.
It's on Fox. It's a...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's, she has a car wreck. She's a real, like, workaholic, kind of not really nice person, and she has a... car wreck, and she can't remember what happened from 8 years ago. And so her daughter has grown. She lost a son she didn't know about. She didn't know that she'd lost a son, and they had gotten a divorce from her husband. So she's having to deal with all that. Plus, she had somebody that she was in love with, this other doctor, but he can't tell her that, you know, that they were, you know, seeing each other.
Oh.
So it's pretty complicated, but it's pretty good.
So the Molly Parker is the actress that plays the doctor there. She was in House of Cards on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
She played a state or a congresswoman in that, but she's a pretty good actress.
Yeah, it's different.
It's a medical kind of drama, but with that twist in it.
Yeah, it's different, but. Kind of caught my eye. I've watched two episodes. I've only had two episodes so far.
Do you like medical dramas?
Sometimes.
It's police dramas you don't care for.
I don't care for police dramas. Although I did watch a good episode of SVU the other night.
Mm.
I don't know what's happened to me. I just all of a sudden I'm starting to watch regular television. But
there's also one called The Pit. And Noah Weil is in it. It's about... it's new. Where is it at? It's on Max. It's a medical drama, which is interesting because he was in ER.
Yeah.
So.
For years.
And he's playing a doctor in that. So, Dalton and Megan and I had lunch after church last Sunday, and they were talking about twins and this kind of thing. She is a twin. And I don't know why we went to this conversation, but Dalton said that he watched a documentary called Three Identical Strangers. And so I looked it up where I could find it. I found it on Tubi. It's like one of the only times I've ever used Tubi.
Well, he likes Tubi. He watches it a lot.
And you would probably remember this story because it happened, I think, in the early 80s. But Edward Galland, David Kelman, and Robert Shaffrin, I think, they were a set of identical triplets that were put up for adoption, and they were placed in separate families. And it happened. So one of the brothers was at a community college and dropped out. And the next year, the second brother came onto campus, and it was like everybody was congratulating him and welcome back. And I didn't think you were coming. And it turns out they figured out that they were twins. And so the twins met, and it was all in the newspaper. And then the third brother found out. And the whole twist of that, they were on like the Today Show, and they were made the whole circuit in the early 80s on Phil Donahue Show, all of that. But it turns out that the adoption agency, they were using this as a scientific experiment because they studied the kids as they were growing up to see if it was nature versus nurture, you know.
Did they tell them? They didn't.
They eventually found all of that out. Wow. The parents, the adopted parents, were upset about all of that, mm-hmm. you know. And it came out in 2018. It was a really interesting thing, you know, how do identical siblings who live in different houses. One was placed in a, you know, well-to-do home, then a, you know, kind of a blue-collar family, and then maybe one of lesser economics. And, you know, so they studied.
That's kind of.
It is. It's messed mean. Up. It's, yeah. that's what they were talking about. But they like the same girls in terms of their looks, the same colors. I mean, it was just really creepy. They could finish each other's sentences, and they grew up at 19 is when they found out that they were triplets.
Wow.
Really interesting. So if you want to find that on Tubi, Three Identical Strangers. And it's a true story. Happened in New York. They all grew up within 100 miles of each other, but didn't find each other until they were 19. Crazy.
Wow. Why would they put them so close together?
You know, so they could study them. They'd all be really close. It was weird. All right, that's what we're watching.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
Well, the one thing, my mom loves to golf, and they have a little putting green out here. And like she said, you know, she went to Bell Buckle, and they go out and have lunches. So there's enough for her to do. And to be real honest, it helps me, because then I don't have to be here 24/7. So they encourage the families to get involved as well, which I think is very important.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, friends, we have made it to 7:30 here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS.
And happy birthday today to Alan Maynard, Linnell Coyle, Jenny Real, Robin Rivard, and Zach Bergoltz. Tomorrow, Peggy McNamee, Carl Montgomery, Tabitha Monteagle, Jennifer Piper, and Phyllis Jameson have birthdays.
Those are the names we have on the list right now. If you've called or text this morning, we're in the process of adding those names that we'll announce here coming up at 8 o'clock. But here's a word for you. If you have not called or texted in just yet and you know someone celebrating a birthday today or tomorrow, let us know. Call or text in, but have to do it now. 615-893-1450.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine. High near 36 degrees. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, we're looking mostly clear. Low around 19 degrees, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 49, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday night looks mostly cloudy with a low around 29, south-southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Good morning. An accident in the Midtown area tying up the 3000 block of West End Avenue. Get some flashing lights at that location. Still busy right now on 24 eastbound coming in from Clarksville as you work your way through Pleasant View. Watching that traffic build out here on 24 westbound. That's starting to load up pretty good on 24 westbound. Passing Bell Road through Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Hey, when you need dependable towing, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Right here at Middle Tennessee. Check out their website, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Brian Barrett. After 124 years, the City Cafe's last day was Thursday, January 3rd, 2025. They were just 18 days from celebrating their 125th anniversary. We set out to head to the downtown Murfreesboro restaurant on their last day of service to talk to some of their customers. Everyone we talked to said they just had to come one last time.
So I wouldn't have missed the last day of the City Cafe. I'm sorry it's the last day of the City Cafe, but the Kelloggs are great people, and so I wanted to come support them. The restaurant business, of course, is very tough, and there's so many choices now. You know, and business has moved away from the square, and I'm glad the city is doing some things to bring that back. And the City Cafe is more than just a restaurant. It's a family.
It is. I haven't been in a while because my brother's been is real sick. Me and my husband, when I believe his name was Jerry, that used to own it, him and his wife, we owned a car lot down here on Broad Street. And we used to come here every night and eat supper because it was so late when we'd get off work. And, yeah, I've been coming here since the late 80s. Great food, great people. Love the atmosphere. It's sad to see something so historical leave. A lot of the fire department and police department come, and the judges, you know. It's always good to see different people.
City Cafe's closure marks the end of an era, but its legacy will live on in the hearts of those it touched. The memories created within the walls will remain a part of Murfreesboro's history, a testament to the power of community, resilience, and love. I'm Brian Barrett.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. Why? Because our population has grown since 2020, and more people means more funding for our community, $175 per resident per year. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Please fill out the secure online form at MurfreesboroCensus.com or complete the mailed form. List everyone living in your home. It's that simple. The special census helps us plan for growth and better services.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Participate today, and you could even win a $100 gift card.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time is 7:35. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS, and we're going to have some fun with trivia today.
You sure? Fun?
I think so.
Okay.
It's superhero trivia.
Uh-oh.
Just general superhero trivia for us today. And here's the first question, I think.
Wait a minute. Is everybody in their cars ready?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We're going to start off with a bang here. An easy question, I think.
Mm.
What is the real name of Batman's butler? Is it Jarvis, Alfred Pennyworth, Arthur Pennyworth, or Alfred Thaddeus Crane Pennyworth?
It's Alfred.
Yeah.
I want to say Pennyworth.
Just Alfred Pennyworth.
Uh-huh. But I could be wrong. I don't know about the middle name.
That is correct.
Okay.
That was a little trick question.
Yeah.
What is the name of Captain America's shield?
Hmm.
Is it adamantium shield, titanium shield, vibranium shield, or pizza pan?
Okay, I wish Dalton were here for this one.
Yeah, I know this one, I think.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's vibranium shield, okay. Because that was...
What brings it back? I mean, what...
Well, that was the toughest mineral or whatnot. Oh, okay. Or, yeah. That is it. Vibranium. They found it in Wakanda, which tied the whole universe together.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which superhero is known as the Man of Steel? Was it Iron Man? Superman?
Well, he probably made of steel.
Batman or Shazam?
Well, that would be Superman.
That would be right. First appearing in 19... comic number one,
39.
38. Yep. Close.
Action Comics.
What radioactive arachnid bit Peter Parker, granting him his powers as Spider-Man? Was it a radioactive scorpion, radioactive butterfly, radioactive spider, or radioactive beetle?
He'd be Beetle Man, wouldn't he?
I would think.
Radioactive spider?
Yes. Who is the arch nemesis of Spider-Man? Is it Venom, the Green Goblin, Magneto, or SpongeBob SquarePants?
Well, I'm going to say Green Goblin, I would think.
Yep. That is it. Green Goblin first came in the comic series in 64. Which superhero team does Wolverine belong to? The Avengers? The Justice League? X-Men? Or the Powerpuff Girls?
X-Men.
X-Men. I didn't realize that was... Wolverine didn't join the team until 75.
Right.
A little later for that one.
Cyclops was actually the leader of the X-Men, but in the comics, but the movies didn't go that direction. They killed him off pretty quick.
Yeah. What is the
Who plays Cyclops in the movie?
I don't know.
James Marsden.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And he even looks like the guy in the comics.
Does he really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
What is the source of Thor's power? Is it a radioactive spider bite? Is it Mjolnir, the enchanted hammer, his golden armor, or the Odin force?
Let's discuss this. Isn't it the hammer?
Yes. I don't know of the name of his hammer, but he's also part of the Odin family, so I think it's either the hammer or the Odin force. But he has other things other than the hammer.
Uh-huh.
That gives him, I don't know that gives him the power.
Yeah, I don't, that's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Odin thing.
Well, let's see. No. It was actually the enchanted hammer.
I was right.
We were going 50-50 on that one.
Yeah.
But
we were leaning, I was leaning toward hammer. You kind of talked me out of it.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't say the enchanted hammer.
Which superhero has a suit powered by an arc reactor? War Machine, Ant-Man, Iron Man, or Superman?
Arc reactor. Things he takes out, screws out.
Yeah, it's his
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Was that right?
Yes, is correct. Who is the primary love interest of Superman? Mary Jane Watson, Lois Lane, Wonder Woman, or Lana Lang?
Ooh, I wish it had been Lana Lang. Lois Lane.
Lois Lane.
We're out of time.
And that's it for superhero trivia.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
My grandmother and Ms. Adams were best friends. Amy, she said, Betty, you need to come to Adams Place. You'd love it.
We're talking with Betty Kirksey.
They go above and beyond of what their job is. I wish Ms. Adams was still living so I could tell her, you were right, it is where I should be, and it's very nice.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've made it to 7:42, almost 7:43 here from the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And if you're ready to take control of your energy usage and save money, you should download the MyMTE app. You can track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now on iOS and Android. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day is Gretchen Campbell. Gretchen is the good neighbor for always having her students' best interest at heart. Gretchen receives flowers today from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with our friends at, your friends. I think we're friends, aren't we? WGNS Radio. And don't forget, we do this each weekday morning, so we could use your help if you could send in your nominations. Easy ways: text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on that link on your phone, fill out the information. Also, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor are the two easiest ways that you can get your Good Neighbor nominations to us. You can also throw it in the mail. Just many different ways to get those in, and we'll take care of it and have them as the good neighbor in the coming days.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, who is bigger, Mr. Bigger or Mr. Bigger's baby?
I have no idea.
The baby. She's a little bigger.
Replay.
Now, for those at home, you have to get that first before you can really appreciate it. I gave it a thumbs up. Think about it.
You did. You gave it a thumbs up. And that was one that I don't think I would have gotten a thumbs up. I had it earlier in the week, and I didn't use it when Dalton was here.
I don't know. He might have got it faster than I got it.
Well, you were pretty quick on the...
But, I mean, he's really good at it.
Yeah, but I don't think he would have liked it. Oh, I don't like that.
No, he wouldn't want to end your Friday on a good note.
Oh, gosh, no.
No.
Well, that's why he doesn't come on Fridays. What have we learned today here on the big show?
Well, we talked about comfort food. Yours is vegetable soup.
Yeah.
And I like a good grilled cheese sandwich with vegetable soup.
Do you like tomato soup?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't like it all the time, but
yeah,
it's an occasional quick pick-me-upper.
You know, when I'm
kind of... It goes good with grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah. When I'm kind of craving soup, instead of making a big pot, since it's only me, I will go to Publix.
Oh, get their soup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got really good chili. I know I'm not a real chili fan, but I like their chili.
Yeah. My brother-in-law, I go over and eat his chili, and it's strong now.
Is it?
I mean, it'll...
Got a little bite to it.
Oh, yeah. A little kick, and you might take it home with you. Mm. And I don't mean the soup itself.
Oh, yeah.
but it's good. But I'm not a big chili guy either. I like Wendy's chili, believe it or not. That's
really
my favorite chili. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I forgot all about Wendy's chili.
I like it.
I'm not really a pinto bean, kidney bean kind of person. I don't really like those.
I had that so much as a kid.
Yeah. Pinto beans and cornbread.
Yeah. If they're cooked right, I like them.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find anybody that can cook like that anymore.
But a lot of times, beans wound up being like three meals.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What else can you do with beans? And
right.
So,
and that doesn't... My stomach doesn't deal well with pintos either.
Yeah. Heather's family... Heather will not eat pinto beans at all. Because she said, we grew up on beans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's because she was feeding seven kids.
And 3 days old. 3 or 4 days old, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's a few of the things that we learned.